If the Pacific Madron were human, you might use terms like highly sensitive, clannish, prone to sickness, and maybe even frequently misunderstood. Like humans, the Madron likes to live close to the beach, and ideally with a sunny southern exposure. Places like Magnolia Bluff in Seattle. Valerie Chauvin lives two blocks from the bluff and adores the Madron trees. An oil painting showing Puget Sound, Mount Rainier, and a Madron tree hangs in her living room.
The branches are rather irregular and kind of crooked in an artistic way, and the bark is very orangey red. And when the sun sets and it hits that bark, it's just absolutely beautiful.
Chauvin's oil painting is probably as close as she should get to a Madron. They can't compete with humans, even though, like people, they often pick the most beautiful spots along the Pacific coast to live. Their choice of location often makes property owners twitching to use their chainsaws to retain their views. 10 years ago, a controversy was sparked when, under pressure from some wealthy residents, Seattle's Parks Department removed a number of trees from Magnolia Bluff.
When the Parks Department was cutting down some of them to improve people's views, people stopped their cars and begged them to stop cutting these trees because they like them so much. They signify Magnolia Boulevard to me and the Northwest.
But Madrons are a shy tree. They can't stand a lot of attention. A.B. Adams of the University of Washington led a study of the Magnolia Bluff Madrons 10 years ago and found that the well-loved trees can be loved, well, too much.
They really don't do very well in golf clubs. People will clear an area, they'll leave isolated Madrons that are over 100 years old alone, and they quickly deteriorate. A lot of people like to have it in their yard, and it looks really great growing in lawns, but unfortunately, Madrons like to be left alone.
A case in point is a lone Pacific Madron tree perched between Magnolia Boulevard and the fenced edge of the bluff. Adam strolls over to it. He points out cankers, lumps on the exterior of the tree caused by a fungal infection.
And it will encircle the branches. You can see some of the branches completely encircled and cut off the flow of nutrients from the leaves into the leaves and kill the tree outright sometimes. You can see that there's what appears to be a gnarl about 2 feet above the tree here.
The fungus lives in the environment, and the Madron is protected from it as long as the tree is not damaged. But when humans are around, trees often get damaged.
This is another possible reason for the decline of the Madrons. The soil has been disturbed, and there's so much wind here that it's blown away, and the level of the soil has dropped 2 feet. And so when that happens, you get a lot of root flaring.
The exposed roots then get trampled by people, and lawnmowers drive over them, says Adams. The resulting injury gives the fungus an opportunity to enter the tree's system, eventually killing the Madron. Even healthy Madrons are not very tough when it comes to human activity. One magnificent specimen was lauded with a National Heritage Tree designation in a ceremony attended by city dignitaries. Valerie Chauvin.
Over the years, we've just watched it. You know, one part gets sick and another part, and now it's very sick. It's got maybe a few more years in it, but that's not very attractive. But I do know during the ceremony, kids climbed on the tree because it was so much fun, and it bothered me they were climbing on the tree, but they didn't know. And I think that it was a good way to introduce the fungus into the tree.
Nature's method of tackling the fungus is fire, but no one sees that as an option in a residential area of expensive homes. Fortunately, not all the Madron trees along the boulevard or elsewhere are in trouble. Where groups of them are left untouched, they seem to be thriving.
South of town, there's a pure stand of Madron. When Madrons are clustered together, they don't get as cold, and when they grow by bodies of water, they don't get as cold, so they can survive the winters here. We also found that the soil was really important. They like sandy, well-drained soil.
While older specimens nearby succumb to disease, new trees are sprouting, planted by the Seattle Parks Department. Adam stops to inspect one.
Yeah, here's some transplants, and they're doing quite good, but look, they don't have grass in here. They've mulched the area. We're looking at, about 3/4 of a meter, maybe 1/2 a meter tall sapling, and it's holding onto its leaves. It's got a little bit of herbivory going on. There's some bugs chewing on it. But these trees could do okay. It'll be fun to follow them.
Keeping madrones with their own kind, what you might call their arboreal clan, is the key to their survival. That, and says Adams, just leaving them alone. For Soundprint, I'm Gordon Black.